President Bush may have a self-imposed deadline on when he'd like to see big improvements in the economy. Adding new jobs to the workforce would help. The president says the trade legislation he signed last week would create jobs. Commentator Kevin Phillips says the president's new power for approving trade deals muffles the voices of grassroots groups and individual citizens. Kevin Phillips says so-called fast-track trade legislation is the latest addition to a growing deficit in American democracy.
Let's be blunt. There may be questions about what the new fast-track legislation just signed by the president will do for trade, but there can't be much question about what it does to American democracy. That's because Fast Track strips Congress of its power to amend trade agreements. Now it can only say yes or no. Lawmakers lose their ability to reach in and grab some sneaky little labor or environmental provision and pull it out. This takes power from representatives of grassroots America and gives it to an elite community of trade bureaucrats and trade lobbyists, the big guns of whom are former bureaucrats now working for big bucks and narrow interests. What's especially raw is that this kind of power transfer has been going on in Washington for many decades. We've seen Congress and popular democracy lose power in many other areas. Take the rise of decision-making by non-elected judges. Americans saw it in the resolution of the 2000 election, and we've been seeing it for four decades in areas like schools. From prayer in schools to vouchers, government by court ruling has been replacing government by community opinion. In monetary policy, control of the U.S. money supply and economy has passed from the elected Congress to the unelected Federal Reserve. When Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan goes before Congress, he's rarely even asked a serious question. Democratic and grassroots authority is also being lost to international organizations like NAFTA and the World Trade Organization. Both can overrule national, state, and local laws and regulations in Maine, California, or overseas. It's not as if these unelected experts have been geniuses either. The Federal Reserve Board's big adventure over the last 5 years was colluding in a stock market bubble, bursting that bubble, and now proving helpless as the market tumble worsens. Few think that the federal courts have improved U.S. education. And over the trade-crazed last 3 decades, the fastest-growing thing in that arena has been the overall trade deficit. The United States has become debtor to the world. This signing of Fast Track may be a red-letter day for the trade lobbies. It's certainly not a red-letter day for American democracy.
The comments of Kevin Phillips. His latest book is Wealth and Democracy, A Political History of the American Rich.